flies with the FAA?
Right. We our people that are going to be flying it will have to be licensed through the FAA. They'll have to observe all the rules and guidelines that they have. We will not be using this just to randomly fly over houses and look and see what's around it. That's not what it's for. If we have a warrant, a high-risk warrant, that we're going to be sending deputies in to secure the area, then we may use it for observation of that area to assure that there's nobody in the outskirts of the area to use it, you know, laying there waiting on an ambush. But as far as doing random flies over houses just to see what's there, no, that will not be allowed.
Anything else you'd like to? Again, this is mainly for.
Yeah, and it's it's
just, when you first brought it up to even. Well, I remember a campaign. Was it 4 years ago or 6 years ago, or 2 years ago, or 6 years ago? I think it was 6 years ago. This came up, and but it was drones for use for other other things.
Right.
So, it all made us nervous. But that's why I wanted to make sure you were able to have your.
There's a lot of situations. Especially like with the flooding situations where we can check areas to make sure there's not people in those areas, not going out to the houses. They're very, very good for areas that are hard to reach on foot. We have a lot of areas where there's stolen property dumped that's on government property and everything that we can go over and fly that and check that periodically. Stuff that we normally have to have a helicopter come down and do and have to be able to schedule that, and we'll be able to do it very quickly with this.
You've answered my question I was going to ask, which was going to be, you've made it not necessary now, but what it was going to be was how many you had walk away, because originally we were told that, you know, the purpose was it to get lost people out.
Right.
But now I see many other reasons that you will use for beyond that. So it's not, so the original one is.
And the walk away deal, we'll do 10, 12, 14 of those a year of lost people. We do a lot of them. A lot of kids, a lot of small 3-year-olds and stuff that get out of a residence and take off that we search for.
So for now, you recommend going with the G2 digital. If they meet,
yeah, contingent upon the answering of our questions that we had with them.
So can we just put a contingent upon sheriff's
being totally satisfied?
Satisfaction. Move to award bid number 201711-391 to G2 Digital Solutions, contingent upon Sheriff Russell's satisfaction of questions asked.
I guess I need to second that for discussion, to ask this question, second for discussion. And that be that if they don't meet the satisfaction, then will it automatically go to the...
No. It won't automatically. And we can either revisit that time, or we can make him a secondary, but I think that gets more convoluted than.
I would say at this point, let's just do it the way you have, and if it becomes necessary to go with a secondary or to rebid, whatever.
Then we
just
reject
do.
And go off
yeah,
the bid.
Then we will.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. University of Missouri Extension update.
Drones here. I'm Willa Williams. I'm the 4-H Youth Development Specialist for Extension and the County Program Director. With youth, I've been teaching drones a lot too. And they have been enjoying it and as interested as you guys are as well. So that's been kind of what I've been into this past month. The most exciting news this weekend is that we do have one of our youth that's made the state 4-H shotgun team. And Missouri 4-H Shooting Sports is a very competitive team. I think not this past year, but the 2 years before that, we have won the National 4-H Shooting Sports event. So we do have a very competitive team. We do have some very unique programs. I know this week I'm going to be at Rock Ridge Villas in Branson. So that's a unique program where we're trying to start a club at one of the income-eligible apartment complexes here. So just kind of doing the same thing, Trinity Christian Academy, Boys and Girls Clubs, working with Taney County Partnership and the Chamber of Commerce to do a lot of programs. On February 7th, we're going to have a STEM fair with OTC. And we're also doing some drone trainings that Will can talk about, but I'm going to let everyone else talk about their programs as well. So do you want to?
Sure. I'll go ahead and follow up on that. So Sandra Smart-Weiniger, Regional Business Consultant with Extension. In November, I had the opportunity to have 34 counseling sessions with new and existing clients. Received a lot of positive feedback from the digital marketing training offered here in Branson last month, and some suggestions for more training to be added this spring. So very excited about that. I also wanted to share with you on clients that reported impact through our fiscal year, which ended September 30th of 2017. For the Taney County area, 2 business starts, 16 jobs created, and then over $2.2 million in capitalization in new and existing businesses in the county.
So I'm Will Knuckles. I'm an agronomy assistant. I'm also, that's in collaboration with Missouri State University. One of the things I've been working on is, and Will has been helping too, we're working on developing a drone training program, and something interesting we've got going on the 21st of December, I think it's 10 a.m. is when we decided? Or?
Yes, 10 a.m.
10 a.m. We're going to have 3 of the sheriff's deputies, and then also 7 highway patrolmen.
4.
Oh, 4 now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, it's always 4.
Oh, okay. I thought it was 7. All right, so we've got 4 highway patrol members coming in, and we're going to do a hands-on drone training on how to operate the equipment that's been provided to them. A lot of, we've had requests as far as operation goes. You know, they've got the licensing and, you know, the equipment, but they don't have any practical experience. So we're bringing in one of our engineers from up by Columbia to come down. He's had 4 years of experience, and he's kind of the, I guess, leader for extension services in that area. So we're going to bring him in to kind of get us trained and train highway patrol and sheriff's deputies. So kind of get a training program off the ground.
So you're saying the highway patrol and the sheriff's there for the training?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's just like I think you guys noticed as well, and that's something that we as Extension, that's what we're here to do, is we're here to notice what are the needs in our community and what can we do to match the research that's at the university, and we can match it in our community. Will went up, he did some drone training up at the university, and he goes, what are the needs in our community? And, you know, we've been doing this training. I've been doing it with the kids. I was sitting there talking to the kids and saying, what are the applications in our community? And we really started talking about emergency services and first responders. And I was out in the field with our shooting sports team, and it just so happened one of our parents works for the sheriff's department, and he said, you know, we're ordering this drone, and, you know, we'd really like to have some training. And I said, I think we can put this together. And so it was that communication working back and forth. And through that, he's saying, you know, the state highway patrol needs it. And I think that even the Stone County sheriffs, they're ordering one too. And we even have a parent who works for Western Taney County, you know, ambulance services, and they're thinking about it as well. So it's this community, and I think this is going to grow larger and larger, that we can really put a curriculum together and start having these trainings for these people who probably really need that step up. So I'm really excited about it. I'm excited that Will can use this training that he's gotten from the state. I'm excited that we can share it. So we're going to have this specialist come down. It's going to be a free training that we're going to offer at Arrowhead from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock on the 21st. So if you want to come by and see a little bit of it, please come by.
So how many, Will, are you, and you both have flown those drones?
Yes. In fact, you know, we've flown, especially Will came and helped me with Boys and Girls Club, because the Boys and Girls Club said, we have a lot of drones out here and we want to start a flight club. So we went out to the Boys and Girls Club and we were like, okay, we're going to do it. You already have the equipment, so we're going to go out there and help you. We went, we saw their equipment, and it was all mismatched. And we tried to put it together, and there was not one drone that had a controller, a battery, and a drone that actually worked together. So they basically had nothing to do a drone club. So we had the whole summer, but no drone. So, you know, I started buying whatever I could, a $20 drone, you know, to put together, because we promised that we were going to do this club. So that's when I started teaching with these basically RC cars or RC airplanes. And so this fall, I actually had some money in my 4-H account that I could get a true drone, which is unmanned aerial vehicle that actually went up and flew itself and landed itself. And so that's great, because I started teaching kids what are the applications of drones and how can we can start using it. So I'm excited that with the Boys and Girls Clubs, and maybe even out in the community, we talked about it at our last council meeting, that we can work with kids and work with the community and start doing some service learning projects with the kids too. So it's not a professional drone that we talked about here for $9,000. It's a $500 drone, but it's not the $20, $50 that you're seeing there. But we hope to have at least a couple of them that we can work with kids. So if Ryan, who's on our council, he does that boating thing again down at Branson Landing. It's a fundraiser. If he wants us to go up in the air and take a picture of it, we can do that as a community service. If we want to go out and take photos of the park as a community service, we can do that too, and the kids can start getting real-world applications. So if someday they want to become a sheriff's deputy and the sheriffs go, hey, we have a drone, they can say, I've got experience doing that.
Well, I've had experience flying the $200 drone, and I got it up in the air, and the wind picked up, and it disappeared. Turned the camera on, and it was in a tree, and I had to climb the tree to get it out, but that was about it.
Yeah, you can lose them pretty easily. The $20 drones, I try to teach kids how to take off and land, take off and land, but these that they're ordering here, basically, they fly themselves, and, you know, you tell them to take off, and you can tell them to land, push a button, and it's pretty nice. And then you can really say, okay, now what are the applications? What can we do? We can go and use the camera and stuff. But there are so many buttons, just like the training, they really have to learn, what can we do with these buttons? How can we go and map that field? We could talk forever on it, but it is exciting, and we really want to help everybody, the kids, the practitioners, on how to use it.
In your training, especially with the kids and the community and different things, do you guys emphasize the importance of just privacy?
Yes, actually.
And see, because that, you know, I think drones can be a great tool. We've had a gentleman come out. We hired him to do an aerial of some property, so we have a better idea of some master planning on our property and some just different things like that. But as far, we've also had people to flown a drone, and we didn't give them permission to have a drone over our place.
So I teach the SOAR model, and I like
that,
because
what model?
The SOAR model, okay. S-O-A-R. So safety. So we go through all